Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with a couple Potawatomi officials, Potawatomi County officials, that is. We have County Commission Chair Greg Riott and Road and Bridge Acting Director Dustin Newman. And we were talking about just the different road projects that seem to be many here in Potawatomi County. Of course, when you have such a large area of space, you got a lot of maintenance that has to be done on many of those roads. And thought we might give our listeners, Dustin, a little bit of an update on that Bellevue Bridge project that crosses Potawatomi County into Waubunsee County and kind of where that stands right now.
Sure. A month ago, we decided before it got cold to go in. We had filling construction coming out, and we patched all the potholes that we had. Make the road smooth. Our hope is to try to get that till next winter when we actually start constructing on repair replacement.
Okay, so the actual bulk of the project will start next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll be here, but be this year towards. Sorry.
Okay.
Keep forgetting we're in 2021 now.
Yeah, I know it's easy to do, and it's been only just a few weeks. But that project obviously is a huge undertaking. Kind of another case here, Greg, where you have two different governmental boards that have to come together and work together on this to kind of split in the cost, because it does touch in both counties.
It does. The bridge is significant to the people on the east end of the county, especially in the agriculture sector. So I think both counties are working together pretty good. And, we're going to get something done on this.
Yeah, this has been a project I know that needed some maintenance for quite some time. And that's just one of many bridge projects that I know the Public Works is looking at right now. Dustin, what else are some key needs as far as bridges are concerned in 21?
We have a couple of bridges that we just ordered, the McDonald Road Bridge and Little Noxie Realignment, that will start construction later this year. That's going to be a decent project for us. That's our biggest one. That was a awarded brief construction. They will be handling that.
Okay.
And we also have Overland Road Bridge. That was awarded to construction, and they will take that one over. Those are the two main ones that we have now. Both will start later this year.
All right, so people can look forward to some construction there in the county. And again, a lot of these are rural roads for the most part, and probably some smaller bridges, I would imagine, in the county?
Yes, they are. They're anywhere between 100 to 200 cars a day, roughly. Maybe not even that much. So they're definitely smaller bridges, but there's definitely place them to get people to get to their land and wherever they're trying to get to there.
A lot of those on gravel roads, by chance?
Yeah. Both of those are on gravel roads.
Okay. And that becomes, I know, another thing, having so many gravel roads, just how do you keep that maintained? Is there anything in the works here for 21 as far as gravel replacement?
A lot of coordination. We have quite a few new folks. We're trying to look at efficiency. We have 13 motor grader districts. In each of our motor graders, they have a partner. So we pair them up, and we try to be as efficient as we can and send them out to blade roads, drag, any kind of maintenance that needs to be done in that district, replacing tubes, trim and brush. So that's really kind of how we handle that. We'll see what the spring brings us and how much moisture we get, but right now we're setting very good with the shape of our road. I'm pleased with where that's at.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot. It hasn't been very wet, so I guess that's a good thing in terms of that.
Yes.
Well, as far as some other county issues here, Greg, I might just ask you a little bit about the EMS department. I know you got an update there yesterday from Hal Bumgarner, the EMS director, talking about some of the 2020 service calls down a little bit, which I don't know if that was too surprising here with COVID and all, but overall, what did you think of his report?
Oh, he held what they've done the last year very well. It's somewhat concerning to see the calls down, because you want to make sure that people are getting the help that they need. And I think that's been a trend with Corona, is that people are afraid to go to the doctor, hospital, and, you know, sometimes that can have a negative effect. So hopefully we'll get, very soon back to normal. Well, if people think they need to get an ambulance, or if they need to go to the doctor, that's what they do. But Hal had a really good report yesterday, and I was pleased, as well as the other commissioners. County administrator just went on a rotation program. I think that's very important for budgeting. And as expensive as an ambulance is, we need to make sure that we're getting the most out of those. And at the same time, maintaining a very good fleet that serve our paramedics and EMTs well.
Yeah, and there's about, what, eight different vehicles that they have in the fleet here, and it sounds like they're going to replace a couple here within the next 2 years and really doing a good job, because it sounded to me like the life cycle of those ambulances is a little longer here than maybe your average county.
So what presented yesterday, I believe it was the national statistic, ambulances are ran between 150,000 and 250,000 miles. So based on that, you know, we would like to see an ambulance here, or at least I would, past that 150,000. However, not to the point of where it's starting to, you know, ever create a safety issue for our EMTs, or, you know, for the community. But at the same time, they do a very good job of maintaining them. His staff keeps them very clean. And, I think he's got a good plan. We'll get him where we get the most amount of miles we can get rid of them. And, they can refurbish boxes sometimes. And again, inefficient. And I think that's what he's wanting to do. And at the same time, provide a level of service that they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, when he was giving his report yesterday, I was curious what that means exactly when they say that a vehicle gets remounted. I wasn't quite sure on that.
So the box wouldn't have, you know, like a chassis or pickup, if you will. Mm. You know, that has a lot of wear and tear and parts like bearings like that will go out, and at some point in time, just, at least in my opinion, simply isn't safe to drive on the road. Where the box, it's a little bit stationary items. They'll take that box and they'll completely redo that, or it can another term for a percentage of what a new cost. That's the thing. Actually, put chassis and have your box be well.
Okay. Very good. Greg Wright, again, joining us here on In Focus. He's a Pottawatomie County Commission Chair. Dustin Newman, Acting Road and Bridge Director, joining us as well. I've got to take a quick break. We'll come back with a little bit more here. We'll take your calls if you got any questions. 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this.